A reading from the Book of Tobit. I, Tobit, have walked all the days of my life on the paths of truth and righteousness. I performed many charitable works for my kinsmen and my people who had been deported with me to Nineveh in Assyria. On our festival Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks, a fine dinner was prepared for me, and I reclined to eat. The table was set for me, and when many different dishes were placed before me, I said to my son Tobiah, "My son, go out and try to find a poor man among our kinsmen exiled here in Nineveh. If he is a sincere worshiper of God, bring him back with you so that he can share this meal with me." "Indeed, son, I shall wait for you to come back." Tobiah went out to look for some poor kinsman of ours. When he returned, he exclaimed, "Father," I said to him, "what is it, son?" He answered, "Father, one of our people has been murdered. His body lies in the marketplace where he was just strangled." I sprang to my feet, leaving the dinner untouched, and I carried the dead man from the street and put him in one of the rooms so that I might bury him after sunset. Returning to my own quarters, I washed myself and ate my food in sorrow. I was reminded of the oracle pronounced by the prophet Amos against Bethel. "All your festivals shall be turned into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation." And I wept. Then at sunset, I went out, dug a grave, and buried him. The neighbors mocked me, saying to one another, "Is he still not afraid? Once before he was hunted down for execution because of this very thing. Yet now that he has scarcely escaped, here he is again, burying the dead." The word of the Lord. Today we begin reading the Book of Tobit, a wisdom novel set among the Jewish exiles. Tobit is not listed in the canon of Scripture for Protestants or Jews, but it is counted as part of the deuterocanonical books of the Catholic Bible, and several papyri of Tobit were also found in the caves of Qumran among the so-called Dead Sea Scrolls. I love this little book, this little delightful and charming short story. And there is much spiritual wisdom in the text, especially on how to live a good and devout life with an openness to God's divine providence. Today, we see Tobit presented as a man of mercy. In a quick review, we can tease out some of Tobit's acts of mercy. He tells in himself that he walked the paths of truth and righteousness his whole life, and that he performed many charitable works. Just as he was to begin a special banquet for the Feast of Pentecost, he decided to share it with the poor person. In this way, he would feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty, and perhaps even clothe the naked and visit the sick, depending on the condition of his guest. Instead, his son comes back and informs him of a death. Tobit rushes out and carries the dead man back to his own home and puts him in a room until nightfall, when he can bury and pray for the dead. He does all this despite the fact that he had before, in the previous chapter, already been arrested and fired from his job for doing this very thing, this ultimate act of corporal and spiritual work of mercy. In comparison with Tobit, how are we doing in loving God and our neighbor? There are people everywhere suffering from something. On our own street, in our city, our state. Right now we have many floods and people dying. Our brothers and sisters in Iraq that are being slaughtered. Or Nigeria, or Korea. Christians are suffering death for their faith. The story of Tobit begins on the Feast of Pentecost, Shavuot, which commemorates the giving of the law, the Torah, on Sinai. It was a feast of experiencing the divine and knowing what to do in order to be good and just. This was the main spiritual emphasis of the feast. There is an ancient Jewish tradition that Pentecost is the conclusion of Passover, Pesach. Is that not the case with we Christians? Pentecost is 50 days after the Ascension and the end of the Easter season, which we celebrated just last week, the Feast of Pentecost. Today's readings bring us to the very roots of the Judeo-Christian tradition and shows how our two religions are deeply linked. God gives us his law, whether on Sinai in words, or the law of the Spirit within our hearts. It is a law of obedience. The law is his will, his very self, his presence. We can meet God by immersing ourselves in his sacred word, day by day, line by line, as we do here, at the word op.op.org. Our goal is that the word gradually become incarnate in our very lives, in the fibers of our very being, so that like Tobit, we will walk all the days of our lives along the paths of truth and righteousness, in harmony with God and other people.